Ladies and gentlemen, you okay?
Yeah.
Silent crowd, yeah?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Any questions for Pacific?
I need a little bit of...
Question for Taryn. After a pretty successful preseason, did you picture yourself being the league leader in goals about halfway through the season? Are you happy with that stuff?
Of course I'm happy, but I didn't see it. I just wanted to do well for myself and do whatever I could for the team, and so far I've been able to score for the team, and that's all that matters. Yeah.
Question is for Taryn again. Taryn, so you know, you're one of a number of young Canadians who've had a very good you know, season. You, Tristan Borges, currently battling it out for a top scorer. With the Canadian national team actually having, you know, the U23, the Olympic tournament coming up, is that kind of a goal maybe you put in your mind? Have you thought about it all, about the possibility of you playing for the U23 side?
I haven't, but of course I would love to. It's a good opportunity to show myself, and yeah, it's a good opportunity. Of course I'd love to.
Have you heard at all from Canada Soccer?
I have not.
Coach, so last time out when you played York 98, you have a bit of a depleted squad with injuries, and now coming back you have a pretty much full squad. How different is it to have those bodies at your use?
A lot different, of course. Just within the training, there's more competition for the spots. We can do better training, and we can actually put guys on their positions.
Mark, first clean sheet for a while for this team. What was it like out there today, and how nice was it to have Star on
it? Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a big-time team effort, like you guys saw it. I think Henrik, Lucas, and Alessandro all had big-time blocks today right in front of the net. So it was a big-time team effort. Yeah, absolutely elated to get the clean sheet for the team. And, yeah, huge team effort today.
Michael, what was the approach that you wanted your guys to take today? It seemed like it was a very physical game.
Yeah, the game is not, the pitch is not the biggest here. York is not the smallest team, so we knew there would be some sort of physical game. Our approach was to keep focus.
Taryn, your partnership with Victor out there is coming along pretty nicely. What's it like to play with him? How are you guys working together?
I feel like we just sort of connect. I feel like I know what he's always going to do, and he always knows what I'm going to do, and if he ever sees me, he knows where I'll be. So I think it's just a good partnership we have.
Question for Michael. So congratulations on getting your UEFA Pro license. How are you planning on using the skills you've learned in that training at Pacific FC?
Well, I hope I'm already am. it's a funny thing with the Pro license. A lot of people think they're going to teach you soccer. They're not. You have to figure that out for yourself. And so you really, it's more about finding yourself, figure out who you are, and give you tools to cope with that.
Any more questions? For Mark, you know, you played in the USL, and unfortunately, you didn't play all that much.
No.
Now you're coming to a situation here at Pacific where you've been given a lot of playing time. I guess how much did you learn at your time playing in the USL, or maybe you felt that you weren't getting those opportunities, and how have you, that experience there, what have you brought to Pacific to kind of help you put you in the position you are now?
Yeah, USL is huge for me. I mean, I spent 3 years at Whitecaps too under a goalkeeper coach by the name of Reagan Hall, and then I went to FC Cincinnati under a goalkeeper coach named Jack Stern. And I didn't go through a residency program. I didn't go through a big university in the States. I went to a small university in Canada. And so I think I needed that time to grow in the USL. I needed that time to be in number three, to be in number two, and get exhibition games here and there, and really find myself as a goalkeeper. And those goalkeeper coaches helped me do it. And then when Pacific came along, Michael, Rob, Josh, everyone here, they had belief in me to be the number one, and also to compete with Nolan Wirth and try and take my experience and show Nolan, because Nolan's also a huge asset to the team as well. You've seen it in games that he can make some huge saves, and But for myself, yeah, the experience was massive. The experience was massive to spend, I guess, 4 years in the USL and bring that to the team.
Well, Coach, your next game is against Forge, and it's only, I think it's on Wednesday. Are you going to, is the team going to stay in the Ontario area, or are you going all the way back and then coming back to Ontario?
No, I think we have a little bit more time, don't
we? Yeah, we have a home game on the 24th.
We have Bella first before we go to Forge.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, if that would have been the case, yeah, then it probably would have made sense to stay out here.
Question for Michael. So you do have that home game against Valor. How much are the guys looking forward to playing in the stadium with the new stand? And seems to be a lot of excitement leading up to this upcoming match.
I think you have to ask the players. I hope.
Well, yeah, no, it looks great. Yeah, it looks great. The new stand at the back, I'm a Liverpool fan. It reminds me like of the Kop, you know. Like, I'm hoping that we can fill it. And I mean, the Pacific FC have just set it up so well. Like you've probably seen some promotions and whatever of people saying it's so tight to the field, and like you're literally right there at the action. And that's exactly what you want from a professional league like this. So you want people to be right there to hear the players to screaming at each other or hear a crunching tackle or something. You're literally right there. And I think Pacific FC have done a very nice job of setting up the stadium and making it look very pretty for us to play on, and it's a stage for us. You know, it's exciting. It's exciting.
But it is pretty.
It is.
Any more? Thank you guys.
Perfect.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.